Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Jumping out the sky. Oh, why, it is Cresta and Iridian here on April 12th to talk to you about AEW Collision. We had a good night tonight. A lot of Owen Hart Cup tournament matches. Lovely Iridian, the beautiful Iridian with the million-dollar smile, Iridian. Stop. I asked you before we went live.
Yeah.
But what did you think of the show? Just a little brief overview.
A little brief overview. It started off great, and then halfway through the show, I was just writing down who was fighting. I had no notes. So that'll give you a little bit about what I thought about the show tonight. But also, booked and busy. That's what I was doing. So we'll get to there when we get to there. But what did you think about the show?
I was very sports entertained. Okay. I feel like for the last couple of collisions, you've been on an uptick. Wheeler Yuta's been out here doing Wheeler Yuta things. So now it's my time to shine. I support FTR wrongs. And I never thought I'd be the guy to say that. But I am the guy to say that. And if you want to have your say and support the channel, consider leaving us a thumbs up and also sending in a super chat. Super chats help support the channel. And also, you can send us a humper chat over at humperchats.com. Myself and Iridian have the tips up. So we'll be saying thank you, reading your questions or comments aloud on air. And that's the only guaranteed way to get your comments on air. Also, want to give a big shout out to you. Yes, you watching. We have just hit 150 subs here over on YouTube. So, shout out to professional wrestling journalism.
Thank you. Journalism.
Guys, tonight I was sports entertained. Mm-hmm. Were you sports entertained, Iridian? Let me not put words in your mouth.
No. I was very sports entertained. There was a lot going on tonight, and rightfully so, right? You know, they're building up to a pay-per-view. The Owen Hart Cup tournament is in full swing, and they're really just giving us, you know, they're really trying to get their stuff together, especially because, you know, it's WrestleMania week coming up. So they also got to get, you know, Collision is going to be on Thursday next week. So there's going to be a lot of changes. They need to put a lot of things together, but now we're going to get Athena. We're going to get Mercedes. Like, so much is going to go on. Really, really great stuff. But tonight, yes, I was sports entertained.
This was a good episode. Let's just jump into it. I have to say, FTR starting off the night dastardly. I don't like it when my uncles fight, but also, yes. We start off the night with, I have my notes, guys, because this was a lot. Cash Promo says, this wasn't premeditated. We didn't mean to beat up Copeland, to which the crowd just is booing him. They said, Cope held us down. He was lifting us up. He was lifting himself up while putting us down. And we were going to be the new edgeheads, which I was like, yikes, that's rude. But I also understand the sentiment. Don't agree. Dax then says something along the lines of, we're not taking a backseat for you to chase your glory, Jays. To which the crowd at this point starts chanting, we want wrestling. I forgot where they were, but this crowd tonight, for the first half, was definitely savage. They were like, wrap this up. We do get Dax calling out the crowd saying, we don't care what y'all want. We don't care what you think. But you know, we know who we want to know who thinks what? Tony Schiavone. Now, if Nigel McGuinness, the biggest hater who wakes up extra early to hate, is telling you this is a mistake, this is a mistake. But no, Tony Schiavone and True, they wouldn't do that to me. They're not bad guys. Just look at this guy's mustache, a totally trustworthy mustache. He would never do that to me. And sure enough, Tony Schiavone gets into the ring. FTR asks some questions. And at first, like, all right, I could take that. And then Tony Schiavone says, you know, how would your daughter feel? Like he said on Wednesday, how would your daughter feel going into school? And her friends are like, how could your dad do this? To which FTR began to strike Tony Schiavone. I gotta stop saying his name like that. Nigel McGuinness got to me. Nigel tried to do something. Nigel stood up and they looked at Nigel like, you could die too. And Nigel was like, yikes, I don't want that. Before we get into the rest of this promo, what did you think about it up to this point, Iridian?
First of all, to open up the show like this and have so much drama, so much entertainment, I was gasping, okay? Because FTR opening up the show, I said, I literally wrote in my notes, ew, FTR. That's the first thing I wrote. And then I was like, I knew I didn't like y'all for a reason, okay? So when they did everything that they did to cope at the pay-per-view, I was like, I knew it. I knew it. There was something in my heart, and that's why I didn't like y'all. So they proved me right. But what I really enjoyed about this is how well FTR really plays to the crowd, because they truly do listen. You know, somebody, I guess, yelled that like, oh, you sold out or something. And Dax was like, how are we going to sell out? I didn't make any money. So,
no, that's the biggest heel of the night was Dax versus this crowd.
Yes. It was insane. And also, he was yelling to the people like, why don't you try going to the gym for one day? Like,
he said, I dare you to work out. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, I was like, yo,
you kind of ate.
You gotta hate that. You gotta hate that.
We don't really work out. You get it. You, I mean, he would have told me that, I would have been like, you know what? You're right.
I would attempt to fight you because my feelings are hurt because I have no other recourse. I have no other I'm gonna get beat up. Yep. I'm gonna get beat up. But at that point, I got a missed dad stance.
And you know what was even crazier was we talk about Nigel being ridiculous and crazy every single week, right? And we love Nigel, but for him to be the voice of reason tonight,
insane.
I was like, oh my God, Nigel, are you, I mean, you might be right. And he was, but for him to get up and save Tony Schiavone, I was like, period, this is what I want. I am sports entertained. To open up the show like this, amazing. This is the drama. This is giving the soap opera, the telenovela that I need. And I was here for it. We should open up the show with more drama always. That's what I think.
Oh, I so agree. And the drama only built up from there. Mm-hmm. They were setting up for a shatter machine. Nigel saves him. Nigel gets set up for the shatter machine. Danny Garcia comes out. They shove Danny Garcia. And mind you, FTR is yelling at Nigel, you signed your death warrant. You signed your, like, yo, okay, listen, I support FTR's wrongs, but don't do that to Nigel and Tony. That's not nice. Like, it's their job to yap. It's their little job to yap. At the end, Tony does sit down and he's shaken up. And Nigel dead looks at him and says, if you ever do that again, I'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And this was only the first 10 minutes.
As he should. You know what? And Danny Garcia also being like, bro, why did you do that? But also, Danny being brought into the story here of like him being conflicted. Like, yes, he was going to go and help out Tony Schiavone. He's trying to find some reason with FTR or to reason to them, but it's not working out. And the fact that they pushed him and they're like, oh, wait, my bad. So sorry, Danny. We did not know it was you, Danny Garcia. I was like, this is super sus, which only was correct on my part later because I was like, I knew it again. Like, I always have these feelings, but man, what a great way to start the show. Like, it was great.
This was fantastic. And I know a lot of people give FTR crap, but this was peak dastardly heel work. Mm-hmm. It's peak. This was fantastic. This was followed up by another fantastic segment by Toni Storm. And this is something I stopped writing after the first sentence because she started speaking nonsense in the 1920s auctioner. We got lions, we got tigers, we got bears, Megan Bear, we got Pegasus, we got this, we got that. It was a good promo. Let me see what note I actually have. She said to Megan Bain, so much thigh meat, I felt I was robbed at Thanksgiving. Literal next note, I can't write all this down. No money has ever been made by dressing from another era. And she was talking about Jamie Hayter. And when she said that, I just looked at my screen like, Antonia Storm, be astronomically for real right now. And I need you to be crystal clear, sight beyond sight for real right now.
Tony and these promos, the work that she is putting in every single week always impresses me. Literally, the only thing that I wrote down was thigh meat, question mark. And then like that, the mugs on Thanksgiving, because then everything afterwards continued to be unhinged. I could not keep up, but you know what it was reminding me of? If you watch The Office, there's a scene where Michael Scott is like roasting everybody in the office. And he's like, oh, this person, boom, roasted. Next one. And he would move on to the joke, boom, roasted. And she was just running down this list of people. And I was like, this is giving The Office in the best way. I am here for it. Give Toni a pay raise, because she is putting in that work. And also, Luther in the background, he was having the time of his life. So good for
him.
That's
his best friend. That's his number one. I remember she did say something about Mercedes Moné. I'm going to put you so far in a recession that you would have to drink my bath water.
Yeah. She's going to tank her 401k.
Who thinks of this stuff? I was sports entertained. We finally get our first wrestling match, which is the Owen Hart Cup bracket match of Jamie Hayter versus Billy Starks. I support women's wrongs. And this match, I don't know much about nothing, but I'm going to say something right now. And if this wasn't a clinic, then send me to the hospital, because this was a good match. I thought this was a good match. Yeah. I thought this was a good match. I thought this match was stiff. Billie Starks sells like she's always dying, and I believe it. I believe it every time. There was a side almost Uranagi from Hayter to Billie Starks, and the way Billie Starks' body, and I don't know if this was because Hayter was ragdolling her or Billie Starks, she really just does the Gumby and she goes limp. She's an amazing seller. This match had no right being this stiff. This match was stiffer than a 99-cent bob. This match was stiff, tougher than a $2 steak. I lived for this entire match. Jamie Hayter does get the win, but not after taking a suplex off the apron and people dying. What did you think about this match already? Because I loved it. I was sports entertained.
Jesus, that suplex that you brought up. It was from, I think, Jamie to Billy, to the outside mat. That was insane. And I knew Jamie Hayter was going to give us a match, right? Uh-huh. But Billy really goes into that ring every week and she delivers. And she's so young. There's really so much potential in her. Yeah. And already she's so good. So I can only imagine what she's going to look like in the ring 5-10 years from now, right? This match was fantastic. I'm on the same boat that you are. It was great. I was so excited watching them. They just had really good chemistry.
Yeah.
And I was kind of surprised, but Billy was really like keeping up. And I mean, no shade, like that's not like to shade or like to shame Billy, right? I think Billy's great, but she was really putting in that work and they were kind of like even. I was happily surprised. I'm hoping that even though Billy did not move forward, you know, we get to see her a little bit more on Collision. We get to see her on Dynamite because she is TV worthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's somebody I would love to see versus a Sky Blue versus Julia Hart. You know, even if it's just every week, y'all trading wins back and forth. I think that'll be 10 out of 10, honestly. This match, I would say, overall, AEW Collision tonight, if you didn't watch it, I would encourage you to go back and watch it. This was, to me, a top to bottom good show. Even the stuff I didn't like, I only didn't like it because I have to not like something. You know what I mean? I have to not like something.
I gotta get something out.
We get a Death Riders promo, which Claudio Castagnoli speaking Swedish. I don't like that. I felt threatened. I felt very threatened. And this is like the second time he's done it, and he had +2 to intimidation. And I was intimidated. It's something about it. I'm like, yo, just take my shoes. They still haunt me. They call out the ops. And to me, the best line out of this, the best two lines, is John Moxley saying, you know, I know you get it, Joe, being down here in the trenches. You got to give something to get something. I know you, Shibata-san, gets it, but what are y'all teaching Hook? I was like, damn, Hook, you gonna die. And then he was like, don't worry, Hook. Chicks love scars. And then Willie Yuta shows his forehead with no scar. I was like, what scar, Harry? What?
They could have drawn. They could have drawn one on for the night.
That draw.
They could have drew it on if it, like, maybe they had bad lighting. Maybe Yuta did have a little scar, but, like, they were just not in great lighting. So they could have just added a little touch up here and there, you know? But when Claudio was like, I know you guys have a kid. And I was like, who are you talking about? I was like, what? Who has a child? And they were talking about Hook. Disrespectful. Disrespectful. And also, Claudio, I think, knows, like, what is it, like, 5 or 7 languages? So every week he's just going to come out here and say something crazy each time in a different language. And
he could be telling me shoe paint. And I'm like, yo, you got it.
I'm like, relax. Okay. I get it. Thank you. Man. And you know what? This was a very intimidating promo because they were talking about, you know, Pac's injury. And he's like, oh, I know there was going to be, like, some casualties. But, you know, this group is, like, till death. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was terrified.
But, like, think about the two mentalities in the two dominating factions. Don Callis family, whether you like it or not. And these guys. Don Callis, these guys, like, until death. So he knew the risk. Don Callis family, you ever seen The Boondocks?
Mm-hmm.
The Stink Meaner thing where he had the friends come after Stink Meaner died. And they said, Stink Meaner? We don't give up about no Stink Meaner. That's what they said. Doc House like, oh, he's injured. So we hold a new spot because Brian Cage is injured. Hey, get up out of here. We don't care. I mean, I would like to see what happens when Pac comes back because they did say that in the trios match is going to be Jon Moxley replacing him. I feel bad for Hook and I rarely say that.
Really?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you think they were beating up their young boy, what do you think they're going to do to another group's young boy? Not to say Hook is a young boy, but that's how Moxie going to see you. Look at the way he described you in the promo. What are you teaching this child? Don't worry. I'll show you. That's not getting the candy van menacing. That's I'm going to cut your hand off menacing. And yeah. Moxie would do it.
Mm-mm. It just doesn't make any sense. This was, yes, very intimidating, but man, I don't know. I mean, good promo for them, but they could have drew something on Yuta at least, a little something.
I believed more that Marina Shafir had a scar somewhere because she was just staring at the camera like, what up?
I was just waiting for her to say something because I think, was it last week or the week before that she also said something in a different language? And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, when she was talking about Willow, like I'm going to cut your kidney out and make you eat it. Like, hey, yo.
Crazy craziness.
Shout out to Reggie Elliott that says it's Swiss, not Swedish. Thank you. I'm a stupid, unskilled American. I appreciate you. Listen, I just calls it like I sees it. Anyway,
yes,
we have a Gates of Agony. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to combine their promo with their match because perfect. In total, that was 5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
They have a match against Smash and Burn, Uni and Ricky. And by the time I wrote that, the match was over. And my only note is, say your name, J-O-B, because they're calling you Job. So, goodbye. I'm hello.
Goodbye. The fact that, like, no tags were even needed because they had beat up one of the guys. And then they were like, it's okay. You can't tag in. We'll just bring you into the ring. And they just tossed him in there. And I was like, oh my God. Terrifying. And the fact that they were like, oh, don't worry. Hurt business. You like to hurt people? We'd like to see you try to hurt us. That's also terrifying.
Iridian, just because I fear for your safety, it's the Hurt Syndicate. I don't want them to come and find you.
Oh my God, what did I say? The Hurt Business?
Listen, I'm guilty of that too, but I don't want MVP to tweet at you. Or the you Hurties. See him in Vegas.
The Hurties.
The Hurties?
That's what I'm going to call them. The Hurties. Interchangeable. Do you like? I remember when Bryan Danielson made the jump to AEW. Mm-hmm. For weeks, the name was not what it was. I sometimes still call Cope Edge.
Edge, yep.
You guys know who I'm talking about. I'm so sorry.
We just live in a days of people getting added, and I don't.
Yep. I feel you.
I don't want that for us. I don't want that for you.
We're syndicated now.
We are syndicated. Mm-hmm. Syndicated. Yeah. Which leads us into their promo, which I was like, why would you, like, okay, you were menacing when you were doing the clapping thing, like that spooky Stephen King monkey thing. I believed you were going to rip my guts out after the way you beat up those boys. But calling out the Hurt Syndicate, choices 2025. And that was a choice.
It really was. And I know this is going to be a brutal match. Because they both have that same type of mentality. Like, we're the only ones that are going to leave this ring. So, I mean, that should be exciting to watch, though. Good for us. We will be sports entertained.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, one thing Tony knows how to do is tournaments. And multi-man matches. So, I'm ready. I already know the violence. And they're not going to be bloody because these guys ain't known for blood. And if it is, I'm pissed.
Which we also got blood tonight, and I was like, oh my goodness. But we'll get to that match when it happens. But Jesus Christ. I immediately thought of you, and I was like, what a night we're having.
You know what? Let's just skip to that match. Was that the main event? That was not the main event. Because what's in between that? We got Bowens. All right, so you know what? I'm going to chill out. We're going to wait for that, all right? We're going to wait for that. We got Lexi Nair running up on FTR before she could say anything. 2.0 was like, hey, I don't like what you did to my boy Danny. We want a match tonight. I'm sure this won't come back and bite them in the ass. They press FTR for a match, which FTR is being very nauseous. We would never do anything like that to Daniel Garcia. What kind of guys do you take us for? And they say, yo, shut the hell up. There's a lot of profanity. And they said, we want a match tonight. And FTR said, fine. I don't mind beating you up. All right. I'm sure that won't come back to bite them in the butt. Anything to add?
I know. You know what's crazier is that FTR was on their way out of the building. They were leaving. And 2.0 was like, wait a minute, before you go, you got one more match? And oh my God, you should just let him go. Just let him go home. Wait till Wednesday. We could do this on Dynamite.
Imagine the school bully is leaving school and you stop him. He beat you up.
Honestly, that was
that's what happened. That's what happened.
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where I would like to say, "Happy birthday, Rick!"
Hey, oh yes, happy birthday, Rick!
No, he's not here.
Yes, guys. 20 minutes into it, if you were waiting for Rick to pop up, so sorry, he's not here tonight. It's his birthday. He's taking the night off. Shout outs to Rick. Also, we had Blake Christian on the card.
So remember how like 2 weeks ago I had said that Rick looks like Blake Christian, and every time Blake Christian wrestles, Rick is not here? Curious.
And I will let you guys know that Krista did put that in the group chat. So she's like, interesting, Rick, you're not here. But
I haven't responded either. Yep.
Interesting.
Says I'm getting drunk. I don't think
so. So yeah, guys, go spam him on all his social media, wishing him a happy birthday.
And ask him if he's sore after the Anthony Bowens match.
Which, hold on, I need to get your opinion because we have not talked about Max Caster, you know, calling out opponents and then Anthony Bowens being the one that answered him, which I was actually very mad that this was not on the main card. I think this would have been a really great, not palate cleanser, but there was just so much stuffed into that pay-per-view that I was like, oh, this match would have brought great storyline. The crowd was very involved, and we were ready to kind of see Anthony Bowens versus Max Caster. So that was my only thing about the pay-per-view that I didn't like, was that was on the pre-show. But to have Anthony Bowens come out tonight, love the gear, love the music. And he's really making me believe that, yes, he is a top talent and he still has daddy ass by his side. I honestly think he's going to get a great run if they continue to kind of just feature him like this. What do you think?
I think this match was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I do agree with what you said. I think it's a missed opportunity, or maybe it's just like a seed for now to give it something to grow. But I do think there should be a little bit more to have a blow off for that. But then him doing the same exact gimmick, hilarious. The gear, I live for it. But one thing about Cresta Starr, she's going to tell you what you look like.
Goodbye.
And his gear reminds me of a JoJo Bizarre Adventure stand. I can't think of which one. And if you watch the anime, you know what I mean. Like the people who come through the order, that's what the gear looks like. I live. Like he looks like one of the baseball. There was a baseball stand. I can't think of it, but it's cute. But I'm going to tell you who you look like. And once I find it, I'm going to tweet it.
Send it to me. Yeah. Tag me. Like, Iridian, this is what I was talking about.
And you're going to be like, goodbye. Like,
you know what? Yeah. I'm going to be like, good night.
Good night. Cresta, don't at me no more. overall, this match too was very stiff. I do like this match. We do end up getting the mollywop win for Anthony Bowens. And I hope that this leads to like a TNT run. You know what I mean? Oh. Or something in that. Beat up Nick Wayne. Beat up Christian. Christian.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't mind a feud with Christian. I know he's also going through a lot right now. So once he figures out his business, it'll be interesting to see where that goes. But yeah, Anthony Bowens, put him up against Hook. You know, give him another match against Max Caster. Let's see a Will Ospreay match. I think that would be great. Let's see him against Ricochet. Like, there's so many possibilities here. And we know the type of wrestler that Anthony Bowens is. To me, he was kind of like, he was who I gravitated towards in that tag team. So I was like always looking to see what he was doing. But now that he's a singles competitor, literally, I think the sky's the limit. I honestly think they should have put him in the tournament. But I know we're just getting there. Who knows? Who knows what the plans are for him? But I hope they are good plans, Tony Khan. Okay.
Bowens versus Kevin Knight. On a
main event? Oh.
Peak performance. Just like our sponsor, Blue Chew. You see how I did the Kate?
Yeah.
Hello. Do you have a limp penis? A difficulty getting it erect? Boy, do I have a product for you. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL will help fix that. Blue Chew has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. But they work a lot faster because it's a chewable. It's also much more affordable. Use that promo code FIGHTFUL. Get your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping. One of the best parts, it's discreet. No awkward in-person doctor's visits. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. It ships straight to your door when approved by an online physician. You want to check this out. It will help you. It is a good product. It will make your sex life better. BlueChew.com, the code FIGHTFUL.
Code FIGHTFUL, guys. Thanks for getting us to 150,000 subscribers. Thank you.
Period. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some more supporters of the channel. We got some super chats. We have Just Ricardo watching Trivium and Bullet for My Valentine. I feel like I know what those are, but I'm also old, so I might have forgotten. I'm 9,000.
We are on the same page. Thank you, Just Ricardo. Appreciate it. I thought Bullet for My Valentine was a band.
I thought it was a band, too. I thought it was a band.
Unless you're at a concert.
Are you at a concert?
That would check out.
Not you at a concert, still taking time to tune into us. You are fantastic. We have another super chat from Adrian Carpenter. Thank you so much. It says, after Collision, Tony Khan revealed new Ring of Honor's women's pure title belt first champion will be determined at Supercard of Honor. Do you watch Ring of Honor? Do you know anyone? And who would you put if you do?
I know Queen Aminata. I know she's over there. Oh. Love her.
Love. I thought she was AEW though.
Is she? Did they move her up? It's because it's so confusing to me because they'll put women on Ring of Honor who are not on AEW a lot, and like, you know, Red Velvet, you know, kind of like back and forth. And it's kind of like iffy because Deonna Purrazzo.
Is she Ring of Honor? Is she AEW?
Like, exactly. Taya. Is she Ring of Honor? Is she AEW? So it's like, I need rosters, okay? And I need you. The only person who I know I say every week that we should see Athena, but she's the only one that's really exclusive, but now she's being featured. But yeah, if you are going to have people that are specifically for Ring of Honor, like, could you imagine if they start putting women in AEW over there? Like, what if they take an Anna Jay? What if they take Blue? What if they take Julia? You know, I'm going to really need to see who is competing. Because, yeah, someone in the comments said Serena Deeb.
When I say I love Serena Deeb, hold for hold, her and Deonna Purrazzo, in my hardest of hearts, somewhere grappling, and Perry Saturn has a tear shedding from his eye every time they choke each other. Daniel Bryanson is like, this is pro wrestling.
This is it.
This is it. This is it. I want to throw Taya Valkyrie in there because I've seen some of her La Huera Loca stuff. And whoa. She was crazy.
It's crazy. That's what it is. It's in the name. It's in the name.
So it's like, I can't wait to see where that title comes from. Even Red Velvet now, like her down there, she's been stiff. I'm here for it. She's putting in that work. Super chat. I'm sorry, what'd you say? I'm being rude.
She's putting in the work. Absolutely.
It's like even Marina Shafir is Ring of Honor now. You know, I want Marina Shafir to do something because the one time I saw her, I was like, okay, put her in the ring. Come on now. Hey, what are we doing? Women can be menaces too. Equal rights.
Equal rights, equal fights. You said put her in the ring.
Put her in the ring right now. And speaking of people putting themselves in the ring, we had Megan Bain with Penelope Ford in a 2v1 match versus LMK, Little Mean Kimmy, Kelly, and Kelly Madden. Let's get into Megan Bain's gear. When I say I'm here for every bit of it, Penelope, her makeup is always together. She was in her casual gear together. So I'm not going to judge her gear because that's close. Okay? Respect. That being said, these poor two girls, how you get handled by this, the Megasis? Yikes.
First of all, when they said this was going to be a 2-on-1 match, I was like, Megan is fighting two people? And then I was like, who are they having against her? So I was like, at the same time? Like, what? And it was these two little girls. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is not good. I'm so sorry, Kelly. And what was her name? Ellen?
Little Mean Kathleen. LMK. Let me know. LMK, baby. I mean, also, sketchy.
It was so funny because on commentary, Nigel was like, oh, I guess we're not, she's not gonna, what is it? LMK later, or like, we're not gonna have to LMK later. And then Tony was like, actually, this is what that means. And then Nigel was like, oh, it also means let me know. Like,
there's two types of commentators. Because in that moment, I can see Nigel just looking at Tony like,
Nigel being like, so serious right now, sir. Like,
no, you're too serious right now, sir. You're too serious.
But man, no, I agree with you. Megan Bain's gear is fantastic. And each time she comes out in even just like a regular look, incredible. 10 out of 10. Penelope, a face card will never decline. Okay.
Period.
Love that. Man, this team, amazing. Amazing. They look visually, they both look spectacular and they can both go in the ring. And Megan Bain is killing it. And they talked about, I think they said it was like her 7th or 8th match total. Her 8th
match, only losing to Toni Storm.
In a championship title match. Insane. Insane resume so far. So Megan, you did that, girl. Shout outs to you.
The only note I had is that she had LMK up on her shoulder. The other girl tried to run in. She lariated out of this girl and then put the F5 on her and she was pinned. I mean, if someone's going to pin Tony, let it be this girl.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we wouldn't have been mad. And we kind of talked about like the different outcomes and like what could have happened. But right now on the roster, it's looking like Megan's on top.
We need a beast.
Yeah, and they might be hesitant because, like they said, it was like her eighth match. But if you've seen the reaction that fans have to her, you've seen her work in the ring, the reactions that she's able to get, and just her sheer strength.
Yeah.
I don't feel like people would be upset, but I feel like they also might not want people to boo Megan. And I think maybe if you give her that title, then the fans would have a switch up on her because Tony is so popular right now.
I mean, there's also the possibility that she could take it on the chin because the Mercedes hate out of nowhere overnight. One moment was like, yeah, CEO. Next week, get that off my screen. I hate this girl. Like, yo, what happened? I thought we were still dancing. So maybe she could just hang out. Like, you boo me, I'll close on. Like Dak said, yo, I dare you to work.
Jesus Christ.
He ate that.
He did. He really did.
Jesus. You know how sometimes when somebody gets you together, you're like, I hate you. You really got me together right there. You got me.
It's like you can't even say anything. You're like, you know what? You're right.
Because it
blocked me. Yeah.
Because what am I going to do? Do 30 minutes on a treadmill?
Crazy. Not an incline, zero, okay? Zero incline.
You want me to bench? I can barely lift a bar. Not this bar, to be clear. I can barely lift a bar. So what do you want
bar.
Me to do?
Goodbye. Not the bar, I hate you.
Bunch of wrestling nerds over here.
If you got that joke, put a little thumb, okay?
Put the thumb in the chat. Are we that far removed from the bar that we have to, like, do you remember the bar?
Back in my day, when I was growing up.
There was no Claudio Castagnoli, only Cesaro.
That thing was Sheamus.
That should be Tony's new gimmick. She's stuck in 2010. Okay, now that we've gone off the rails, let's ring it back in. We had Kevin Knight versus AR Fox. And let me tell you, Black Power, this match was so good. This match was so good. Oh, bro, Kevin Knight is already good. I know AR Fox is good. But we are living in the era of AEW where you got Kevin Knight, AR Fox, Ricochet, Will Ospreay, like, I don't see Kazuchika hoop the way he used to, but he's capable. And that's what's important. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So we got all of these guys who are like mad tall, mad lanky, doing impossible spinning. Speedball Mike Bailey's there. Like, this match was so good. My notes is just what the Spanish fly and then the Falcon punch. That's what the end was. That's the only way to describe what Kevin Knight did off that top rope. That man charged up and knocked AR Fox's block off. What did you think about this match?
When they announced that Kevin Knight was having a match tonight, I was like, wait a minute. What? Tonight? I just saw him last night. He is working overtime. I went to the New Japan show that they had here in Chicago. He also had a match there. And I was like, oh my God, sir. Are you not exhausted? Because, of course, the match that he put on in New Japan was a banger. So the fact that he was fighting AR Fox tonight and this match was also fantastic, like, Kevin Knight has just very much so impressed me. And what he does in the ring is just so cool because it's almost like in slow motion some of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're able to do that. Someone who is also has that capability is Montez Ford. So
yes,
to kind of like slow down as he's doing the moves is insane. So I don't know how he does that, but man, good match.
Yeah.
Tonight. And they also kept mentioning that people were rich because, oh, you won $100,000.
Oh, I mean, I want to go to Vegas too. So if you got some money, trickle down economics or whatever it is. I'm not an economist. All right.
Yep. Insane. They mentioned how Kevin, I think he recently won like $100,000, right? Because the match was this week or last week. And then they were like, well, AR Fox won it not so long ago. So I was like, man, just $100,000 all around, I guess.
And yo, why Nigel was like, he said he's going to spend his money at Magic City. I wonder what kind of match they got going. I'm like, now Nigel McGuinness.
So crazy.
Nigelius McGuinness. What are you, sir? There are two types of commentators, okay? So last week when you weren't here, everyone was like, oh man, Don Callis. Don Callis used to be on TNA. He was unhinged then. This is fine. Tonight, Nigel was had adrenaline because you got in the ring. He was on one. He was on one.
Okay, wait. A little note on Nigel that I did not mention, because when Nigel got into that ring and then Danny was also in there, I was like, oh, tag team? Nigel and Danny? I was like, put the boots on, Nigel, let's go. Put the boots on.
That's a British uncle.
Put the boots on, senor, okay? Because we know that Danny Garcia has, he's got that connection with, like, kind of mentors. He has it with Eddie Magic. I do see a world where him and Nigel being a technical wrestler, would also kind of mentor a young technical wrestler. Things were just clicking in my mind when I saw the both of them in the ring. I know it's far-fetched, but a girl can dream, okay?
This is the perfect place for that. Listen. You are giving me the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but he is mentoring him.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then if you look right here, like, yep. Next week, not next week, the week after that, I'm coming with the chart.
Honestly, yes. Honestly, and I'll mute Rick just to make sure you get your five minutes of time.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Blake Christian.
He's going to have a match probably.
Yeah, he won't conveniently be here.
Interesting.
Into curious.
Frank's gonna be like, I can't leave you guys alone anytime.
At some point, I'm expecting Sean to come in and say, knock it off.
Sean's gonna be like, all right, I've been listening to 2 hours of this. First of all, hurry up.
Knock it off. Knock it off. All right. I can tell you someone who should have knocked it off. Remember when I said, that will come back to bite you. Well, we had 2.0, which is Daddy Magic and Cool Hand Ange versus FTR, which is Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler. Yo, I don't know when it happened, but 5 minutes into the match, Daddy Magic was bleeding. I could already hear Cody Rhodes, Daniel Bryan, and Mox at home. So it's like, this is my kind of shit. This is my kind of shit right here, pal. Yeah. You did the match didn't go 2 seconds and the man was... I tuned out, so I hope you got notes.
I hope, honestly, I don't have no words because I also don't have any notes. I don't even have the match written down, okay?
That's real.
On my stuff. So...
They were dead already. I just remember the end because I was doing this.
No.
By the end, this man was giving him, what was it? Was it pal driver, assistant pal driver, after assistant pal driver? The man, Garcia says, stop the match.
They were being disrespectful because Daddy Magic was out. Mind you, yes, he was bleeding. And I think it also happened in like the blink of an eye because I just heard Tony saying, oh my God, and Daddy Magic's busted open. I was like, wait a minute. And then you turn around, blood everywhere, like immediately gushing. It wasn't like a small thing. It was full face of blood. And I was like, what the heck did I miss? What is going on? I've been watching. So Danny having to go in there and be like, all right, guys, you can just pin him. Like, and then Dax being like, oh, you're right. You're right. And I was like, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, sir. Okay. Something is fishy here.
Something is afoot.
Yes. Yes.
No, I agree with you. I don't know why. So to clarify, the match ends because Garcia goes into the ring and says, yo, stop the goddamn match. Stop it. Pin my friends. Holy shit. So he pins him and they get out the ring. Psych, they don't get out the ring and they start beating up Daniel Garcia. This match, this gets rough. So he gets beat up. They attack Danny Garcia. They attack security. Eventually, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong come out. They call them the Undisputed Kingdom, but I'm pretty sure they got rid of that name and they're like the Paragon or something like that. I'm not sure what they're being called now, but they run out to make the save. But if I am Daniel Garcia, my balls are on fire in this moment. Not the guy who just beat me up for my title coming out to save. I don't want your help. Your help I don't want.
I also so I didn't even know they changed their name. Okay. So I heard Adam Cole's music and I'm like, here we go, Adam Cole. And then here comes Kyle O'Reilly. Here comes Roddy. And I'm like, wow, am I happy to see Roderick Strong for once?
Stop. He's just teaching math.
I was ready. I'm like, okay, now we're getting somewhere, Undisputed Kingdom, even though that's not the name anymore. Paragon is the name? Oh my
God. Yeah, to be fair, Nigel McGuinness called them Undisputed Kingdom. And I was like, well, to be fair, the kingdom isn't with them. Where is the kingdom? Nowhere to be found.
That's true. I guess that makes a lot of sense. You're right. Where are they?
I think these were Ring of Honor guys. And I don't know. I don't know, man. We don't know.
The rosters, we don't know what that is.
We've been trying to figure out who's on Ring of Honor now as it is. Where's Kate? This is why Kate and SP3 threw their fists up at the sky and said, you know what? I've had it. You only play with my feelings for so long.
This is why Kate don't want to come on with us, because we don't know who's where.
I've never seen wrestling a day in my life. I don't know what wrestling is. Yeah. This match was sad. I tell you, I was sports disgusted. I felt sports mourning, because I don't know why you guys would take on FTR. And listen, I support FTR, so if you ask me, were they wrong? This was my answer.
But wait, so then, you know, Danny's involvement. Let's talk about that, because I honestly thought they were going to let Danny go for like about 25% of it. And they proved me wrong. And I was like, you guys, what is this? What are we doing? What's going on? You're going to have no friends. You can't really take this gimmick, because Blackpool Combat Club did it first. They were beating up everybody. House of Black did it second. They were beating up everybody. So you want to be thirds? That's on you. Those are my thoughts.
You are coming from an FTR hater standpoint. And, you know, I hate to be that guy, but I am an FTR apologist. So yikes.
Well, you know, that's why people come to watch us here on Fightful, for the differing views, for the commentary, for the other views. Right. And
mental
Rick.
Illness. Got it. And you mean Blake Christian? Listen, I will say that, sorry, while I don't necessarily agree with their methods, because we do have an oversaturation of, I'm a beat 'em up. But maybe, you know, if there's room for 80s or early 90s diehard, there's definitely room for the dastardly Karloff guys, I guess. So listen, I support FTR. Sometimes you just gotta beat up an uncle. We hate Canada now, so. I'm sorry, we love Canada. I was just joking.
Dad. Let's talk about the ladies.
I'm sorry, that was a lot. Preston, if I don't come back next week, it's nice knowing you guys. This Owen Hart cut match between Athena and Harley Cameron, I feel two ways about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take your opinion of the match first before I get on my soapbox.
The soapbox?
I have thoughts. This is a good match, but I have thoughts about the participants in it.
What? Hold on. Okay. Good or bad?
I don't know. I feel like I'm being a hater. I feel like I'm being you 10 seconds ago.
Goodbye. Why?
All right. So boom, right? I don't think the finish of this match was ever in doubt. Athena, she doesn't beat up Harley Cameron. And I think that's important here. But there were certain parts of this match where I'm like, it could have been a little bit more fluid. It did make me a little frustrated, because as much as I do like Harley Cameron, it makes me wonder if this was the best use of Harley Cameron.
Okay, yes. I'm on the same page with you on that, because when I saw Harley in the tournament, I'm like, yes, excitement, right? Because what the tournament does is really kind of showcase you. But at the end of the match, I did kind of get it, because Harley did not look bad. But at the same time, I'm like, all right, now she's out. Now what? Now what are we doing with Harley? Now what happens? She had a championship match against Mercedes Moné. And she really showed up and showed out there. And you were really building her before that. So now that she couldn't beat Mercedes, she couldn't beat Athena, and she might sometimes have the puppet around, what are we doing? Where are we going with her? And I honestly don't know where we would go with Harley Cameron from here.
And that's like in-ring aside, because every time I feel myself about to have a critique about in-ring, I hear Dax say, you go work out, and I shut up. That's real though. But also it's kind of like, I question, like you said, what do we do with her next? And also like, if she beat Athena, wow, you lost to Harley Cameron. But Athena beating Harley Cameron, I feel somebody else could have been elevated in this position. She could have continued her singles winning instead of taking another L. Granted, it's to Athena, so that's not a bad L to take. Hmm. But this isn't like the C2 where you got another match to show your stuff and then another match to show your stuff. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if this was the best use of Harley Cameron, because I think she should start winning things now,
yeah,
rather than losing things.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Okay. And I am looking at the comments, and I'm not saying put a championship on her. That's not what I'm mm-hmm. saying, guys. I'm saying, yes, give her those wins, just like Cresta's saying as well. We need her to, I mean, there's a lot of great women in AEW. And yeah, we get it. They're not always going to be showcased. There's only so much TV time. There's only so many mm-hmm. opportunities, right? But Harley, the fans really took to her. And I think you're kind of going to like, not, what's the saying? Like you're going to kill her fire or something like that. But like, you have to remember Orange Cassidy, he didn't wrestle for months and the audience loved him. So the first time he got into the ring, it was like fantastic. So you don't need to wrestle in order to be pushed. So I think that can kind of be like a playbook for Harley, that maybe, yeah, you can have her do some matches, but you can have her do stuff on the mic. Her promos are great.
Oh, her promos are really good.
She made that music video to diss Mercedes, which I still think is iconic, okay? I love that. So they just really need to look at the skills that she has and kind of look at that, and while still being able to build her up. Now, this is maybe where Ring of Honor comes to play. If you do want to send her to Ring of Honor to put in more reps, have her do that. You know, there's a new championship now over there. Who knows? I could see a place where Harley could be that first champion, really elevates that title, spends a couple months over there. Like, you know.
Or what if we put Harley in Deeb's Dojo? The segments would be hilarious at first, but if Harley comes out all the more better, imagine Harley versus Marina Shafir. She beats Marina Shafir.
Stop it. Whoa. Wait a minute. I can see it. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
I can see it. We're thinking long term.
Deeb's Dojo. Mm-hmm. And then you fight Marina.
And she's still going to be a funny girl. She's still going to be hilarious. Serena's just going to like yell at her every now and then. It would kind of be like an Athena Billy Starks kind of
true,
but I really do see it working out. That could work out, yeah. Or even with Deonna and Taya.
I mean, give her like the whole vendetta treatment, and Harley's trying to be like, I'm bad. Like, no, Harley, like she was with Saraya. Chill out, Harley. That would be so good. Mm-hmm. We are now at our main event, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have any super chats, humper chats, if you want to get in to join in on the conversation, now is the time to do so. And our main event is another first round tournament for the Owen Hart Cup. We have Konosuke Takeshita with Don Callis versus Brody King and Julia Hart. Man, I want Brody King to win something. I hate this place. This is the worst town I've ever been in. Like,
this is so crazy because I also saw Takeshita yesterday at New Japan, and he put on a fantastic match. Also met him. Great guy. Okay. Love Takeshita. 10 out of 10. But I went into this match and I'm like, you can't have Takeshita lose. He's Takeshita. Like, after the match that he just had yesterday against the president of New Japan Pro Wrestling. And
even the clips they showed, I was like, oh, so he out here hooping. He think Kobe Bryant over here.
Craziness. A fantastic match. And honestly, the Chicago crowd was loving it. They had people on their feet. On their feet. So shout outs to you, Takeshita. You did that. But then, again, you have a guy like Brody King, who is a monster. And this kind of leaves him, not to say in the same place as Harley Cameron, but kind of in the same place where you're like, okay, now what? And, you know, Malachi Black is gone. And we thought that they were going to kind of push Brody, kind of push Julia. And I'm not seeing the vision. I don't know where it's going.
Yeah,
we don't need to know where it's going. I get it. But right now it's just like, oh, it's kind of, I mean, I get it. They both can't win. And that's what sucks about wrestling.
Yeah. Like, my favorites can't win all the time. And I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Sucks. Wrestling even, sucks, man.
And even if they're not both my favorites, or it's only one of my favorites, like, I want them both to win. They deserve to win. Especially in the showcase and in a tournament like this, where we've seen what it does for people. To have Brody just out like that, I was like, oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I will say that this is something common with Brody for even before when Malachi would leave. He'd put on a very good showing. Because, like, don't get me wrong, we're complaining, but this match, slap, beaten, man, deadlifted, wheelbarrowed Brody King. How? That man is a brontosaurus in real life. And you just deadlift. Granted, even with Brody, I saw him give a little push, but even, that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough. Mm. That wasn't enough.
The strength of Takeshita during this match was so impressive. Because you look at Brody and you were like, that's a man.
That's
right?
A man, Maury.
That's a man. That's a big man. So for him to be like lifting him up, like he was being manhandled by Takeshita.
I thought he was about to give Brody King before he did that deadlift. I thought he was going to give him the Styles Clash.
Don't give him ideas now because he might show up next week. Try to do a
Bro, he still hit him with the double underhook. I don't even know what that's called, but he did that. And again, Brody King is 9 feet tall and you cannot teach that. So right. What?
Apparently somebody taught it to Takeshita because that's what he was doing tonight.
You can teach that apparently. Because Takeshita's tall too. Like he's mad tall and meaty as well. So this match was glorious. I got gout watching this match. But I want to see Brody King do stuff. I want to see him win. I don't see Brody King with Don Callis, but I, in my mind, respectfully, because I don't want to get beat up. Yeah. But Brody King should be where Kyle Fletcher is. Like, there's enough space for both of them. Put him up there. Like, stop playing in my face. Because there's no reason why Brody King should be. Like, don't get me wrong. The matches he'd be losing. Like, damn, that guy's strong, though. I hate it. But I hate it.
Just like tonight. We're like, oh, man. He lost against Takeshita, but it's Takeshita.
Yeah. Look, what you going to do there, pal? Like, thanks. Yikes.
And yeah, I see what you're saying. That, like, he could benefit from being in a faction, but then he just came from a faction. So yeah. Maybe he does need that time to kind of just not find himself. Jesus, he needs that alone time, okay?
Beat up everyone in the TNT roster and take that belt. Because realistically, what the is Adam Cole going to do against you? Just rip his head off and eat him.
Could you imagine next week Christian is going to go up to him being like, I heard you need some help.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Now, I don't know one Mr. Brodalist King, but can you imagine Christian Cage trying to punk him about his daddy?
That's so crazy. No, I can't.
So, yeah. What a twist.
Jesus.
Can you imagine Christian pushing? That's why you're my father, what? Mm.
You know what's crazy? I just realized there are a lot of factions and a lot of teams in AEW. So maybe keeping Brody separate as a singles competitor, that would really help him out. But who are you going to put him up against? Oh, you know what would be a great match? Mike Bailey. Let's see that. But then again, you can't, like,
no one can lose in that match. Don Callis got to interfere.
Exactly. Lose situation. Like, you'd be like, okay, well, he lost to Mike Bailey, but it's Speedball. Like,
the Speedball Mike Bailey.
Like, man, there's so many. It's so hard to fantasy book. And especially when we, like, love all these wrestlers and we want them to have so many opportunities. But this main event, I probably will be thinking about it still next week, still yeah. 2 weeks now, because it was so good. And if you guys are watching this and you didn't watch Collision, definitely watch this match, because it was fantastic. And the things that were done in this match, chaos. Can't believe it.
I want to highlight some comments because they're all saying the same thing. Mm. We can't push everyone, ladies.
How dare you say that to us, Brandon?
Ladies, someone has to lose. Let me tell you something. As someone who's never seen professional wrestling, I don't think so, pal. I write the stories that I want to see.
Not them coming for us in the comments.
You guys. I don't want anyone to lose. But I will say this. Mm. It's the same problem I had with TNA. What a good problem to have.
Yes.
And you don't want no one to lose. That shows the depth of your roster. That shows, like, bro, I don't want Billy Starks to lose, but also I don't want Athena to lose. Mm-hmm. But also I don't want Megan to lose. But also I don't want Tony to lose. But I don't want her. Like,
but also we know how good Deonna is, so we want her to have TV time. But we know how good Taya is, so we want her to have TV time. Like, they're all good wrestlers. You can't say, you know, even though I have feelings about FTR, I can't be like, well, they're bad wrestlers. Like, no, they're fantastic.
They're bad guys, wrestlers.
Not bad wrestlers. Okay, clarification here. Honestly, that might need to be a t-shirt. We need to put that together. They're bad guys, not bad wrestlers.
I mean, somebody will see that and be like, well, my opinion. My big brother. Sorry, wrong show.
Goodbye.
Man. That should be, if you steal our idea, at least give us 10 cents on the dollar. Come on. I'm not a bad 20. Wrestler. I'm a bad person. 10 cents.
We need 20 because we have to split that.
That's true. So we'll take, for every dollar you earn, we'll take a quarter.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not a bad wrestler. I'm a bad person.
That's another shirt. Separate shirt completely.
Well, speaking of bad people, Iridia, where can the people find you?
I'm dead. You guys can find me on my social media anywhere, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Iridian_Fiero. And I do want to mention that Rest Friends and Wrestling Wind Down, we are going to be having a fan meetup for WrestleMania. So if you guys are going to be in Vegas, we're going to have a special Chardonnay and Cheese May at Vegas Vicky's Cocktail Lounge. All right. It's going to be Friday, April 18th, 1 to 3. I'm so sorry, Cresta. You won't be able to go. You're not going, but I will put you in my suitcase. So that will work out. Come hang out with us. It's going to be a great time, guys. Great time. And also, Wrestling Wind Down is going to have a booth at WrestleCon, and me and Laura are going to be at the table together on Friday. So stop by, say hello, and buy some merch. Have a great time. Cresta, where can our beautiful, Fightful fans, subscribers, everybody in the chat tonight, where can they find you?
Before I get into it, shout out to Love for Boost that you forgot to read super chats, and you're right. Oh. So we're gonna blast through these really quick.
We have
a super chat from Meat Norma says, Cresta, Iridian, y'all look sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. That's diabetes, baby. My meat man labeled a 9-pound brisket at 286 and not 5860. I ran like I stole it. If you make a mistake, far be it for me to tell you how to do your job. Mm-hmm. And if it was 50, we are in a recession, baby. You better cut that in half and make you some beef stew. Mm-hmm. We have one more super chat that says love for super chat. Jesus Christ. Love for Boo says Athena might be petite, but she has the meat. True. Facts. She was muscling up Harley. True. Also true. What did they put in her protein shake?
Somebody answer that for us, because I don't think she'll tell us.
Minion tears. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, you can find me all over the social media interwebs at Cresta Star, everywhere except for Facebook, because that place, I don't exist there. And on Twitter, I'm Cresta The Star. I'm supposed to have a podcast coming out with a recap about all the matches for WrestleMania on my podcast app, Grapple Pop. But I didn't script anything yet. Yikes.
You know what? Go off script. You don't need it. Look at how well we did tonight. We don't need a script.
I had notes.
You just need two bullet points, TBH, okay? The first, you remember my first line was, ew, FTR. So I honestly believe in you.
You know what? I believe in y'all too. And thank you for believing in us, guys. We're going to get out of here. Enjoy your Saturday. Yeah. Go outside. Be great. That's it. I'm terrible at signing off. You got anything else to say before I end this?
Nope. Make sure that you guys, if you love Fightful, if you love us here, share and tell everybody to also subscribe to us and let Sean know how much you like the Collision Post Show.
Yeah. And spay and neuter your parents. I don't know. Have a good night. Bye-bye. I don't know.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.